So he took me to my parents' house, and they drove me, and it was pretty silent. It was pretty sad. And I told them my daughter was born, and nobody was excited. And my family's really into family, and they just didn't know if I was going to make it. And I looked terrible. And they took me to the hospital, and it was the scariest day of my life when they pushed me out of the car and signed the papers and said, "You go with them now." And I was so afraid, you know. Scariest day of my life. You know what the second scariest day was? Coming out. 30 days later. Now these are all my best friends for life. Remember that? My rehab friends. We will be bosom buddies till we die. And I remember I slept there and I ate there. I did all these unusual activities. And I came back out and my brother drives me home and he pushes me out of his car and he says, "Go to a meeting." And I remember thinking, "You AA guys, you're so intense, you know, go to a meeting." I just had a baby 30 days ago, right? I just got out of a very fine rehab, right? I got to go see mom. I got to do my laundry. I got to get a job. I got a lot to do. But I lied. I used to lie all the time. And I said, of course, I'm going to a meeting. I'm not going to a meeting, man. And I walk into my apartment, and it was weird because it was unlocked. I hadn't been there for a month, and I opened the door, and there's music blasting, and this girl in a big bikini handed me a beer. Yeah, they're snorting coke on my glass table. There's pot smoke in the air. All my favorite Olympic events are happening in my house. And I've got this beer in my hand, and I looked around the room, and I backed out of that apartment, and I put the beer on the ground, and I ran. And if you're in your first year, I want to tell you the truth about why I ran. I walked into that apartment, and I didn't expect this. I lived there alone. These were my lower companions, found out I was gone. And all my good, there's all that's left in that room is my stereo. They've cleaned me out. And there's all this stuff happening, and they put a beer in my hand, and I had a thought. And the thought was, "Matthew, you have nothing. Nothing. You have no self-respect. You have no prospects. You have no character. But you got one thing. And it's 30 days. And if you, yeah, applaud for God. Knock yourselves out. I need a drink. But honestly, if you had said, write on a piece of paper something that belongs just to you and sign it, the only thing I had was 30 days. And Dale, you've got 24 hours. And all you people in here with your 30 and your 60 and your 90 and your 81 and your 57s, you guys all have those days, right? And God, I hope they're precious to you, because I thought to myself, all you've got is 30 days. I liked it. And am I going to throw it away on these losers again? How do you think I got kicked out of the band? Or the bands? I went with the friendly people. I went with the fun. I didn't do the work. And I backed out of there and I ran to a payphone, and it's a phone booth. There's a lot of young people in here. They were glass and they were rectangular, and they kind of grew up out of the ground, and they had doors like spaceships. I don't even know how to tell you about the door. And they had phones in them the size of nuclear warheads, you know. And you needed this stuff we used to have on Earth called change, and you put it in there. Anyway, I found this thing, and I'm such a loser. Mr. 2 Degrees, graduated top of his class. I couldn't find AA in the phone book. I couldn't find it, because I thought it would be in the back under humiliating things you look up once in your life, you know. Turns out it's in the A's. So I honestly fumbled around with this stupid book on where is it? And I called Alcoholics Anonymous. This is such an, I wouldn't believe this story if I were you, but this is what happened. I called AA, and the guy, I opened up. I pretty much told the guy everything I've told you, and I've been talking for 40 minutes. Look, oh my God, rock star, cancer, beer, bikinis, you know, help! You know, I just lost it. And the guy's like, you know, poor guy at central office, probably just about to get off his shift. And this guy calls, and I just tell him everything, and he just waited until I was done, and he goes, "Where are you?" And I look out the window and I said, "I'm on the corner of Burl and Redondo Beach Boulevard." And he said, "That's weird." I said, "Why?" And he said, "There's a meeting right across the street from where you're standing, and it starts in 15 minutes. It's all over the place. It's always, it never is not." And I said to the guy, "What do you think I should do?" That's all.